USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the U.S., with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since early November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
We've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures, because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's winter storms. Chairwoman Sally Talberg, Vice Chairman Peter Crampton, Finance and Audit Committee Chair Terry Bulger, and Human Resources and Governance Committee Chair Raymond Heparin announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power following the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. And Tom Vilsack was confirmed by the Senate Tuesday to serve as President Biden's Agriculture Secretary. The former Iowa governor was confirmed by a 92-7 vote. Vilsack previously served in the same position under President Obama, the only of his cabinet members to serve for Obama's entire term in office. During his confirmation hearing, Vilsack cited the coronavirus pandemic and climate change as necessary priorities, saying the problems facing the department are completely different than the last time he'd served as secretary. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A New York woman fired for wanting to wait to get a coronavirus vaccination has people asking if employers really can require their employees to get the shot. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A woman said she was fired from her server job at a New York City restaurant over not yet wanting to get the coronavirus vaccine, which the restaurant said was a requirement. Bonnie Jacobson fired from the Red Hook Tavern in Brooklyn after she told management she wanted to hold off because she and her husband are trying to have a child and it's unclear if the vaccines could have any impact on that. Jacobson, being labeled an anti-vaxxer, but according to psychologist Adam Grant, he tells me sometimes people just want more information and for that they're labeled as anti-this or anti-that.
Here's somebody who has some legitimate fears about the side effects of vaccines, and you have a choice between being a vaccine believer or a vaccine skeptic. You're going to probably go to the skeptical side. And what's missing in there is the fact that this is a bell curve, right? Most people are somewhere in the middle saying, look, I don't necessarily want to give every vaccine ever invented to every single newborn on the day that they enter the world. And if I have to be forced to choose one extreme or the other, you might not like where I land. What we want to do is we want to see the shades of gray.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.